It is a privilege to be here with you today. I was here last week, and it was a joy to be with my mentor here, Ken Smith Sr., and also to be in this church where your pastor, Pete, is serving the Word, and for him to have a rest this week, and yet it was not a rest, was it? I pray you'll be refreshed by God's Word today. I wonder if there are any photographers here. Any photographers? Perhaps you know a little bit of photography and how there is something called time-lapse photography. In South Sudan, when the tower was being erected, there was a photographer who came from the donor who funded that tower, and he set up his camera over 3 days as each of those elements were going up. Then he took those 3 days of footage into 10 seconds. In a video, we're able to see that tower go straight up. That's amazing what a camera can do. What if the camera could look into our hearts? It can't, but what if it could? And the Word of God being sent out, broadcasted from that radio station. Do you know there are hundreds of thousands of listeners to that radio station? Whether they're in the market, where it's being blasted out, or people sitting in their homes, listening to that Word. What if the camera could see the Word like a seed entering into the ear and down into the heart? That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Well, today, the Word of God, which is a seed, is going to go out. And let all of you who have ears to hear, may you hear it. So will you turn with me to Luke chapter 8? And as you do, I want to remind you that this Word is a seed. It's an imperishable seed. You know, this morning I went to Frick Park. And I went to the cemetery to remind myself that one day I'm going to be laid in the ground. The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the Word of the Lord endures forever. This is the Word that you are going to listen to today, and is the Word that is good news, the Word of Jesus. So may He be shown this day. Do you pray before you come to the Word? I don't know. But I'm going to ask the Lord to bless this Word. We ask that you would take this Word like it is, a seed, and plant it in our hearts. It is that Word that will endure forever. Let it find good soil in our hearts today as we hear it. Hear that Word of Jesus, the Word of Christ. In His name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 8, verse 4 to 15. Hear now the Word of the Lord. And when a great crowd was gathering, and people from town after town came to him, and he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. As he said these things, he called out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. But for others, they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the Word of God. The ones along the path are those who have. Then the devil comes and takes away the Word so that they may not believe and be saved. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the Word, receive it with joy. These have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away. Falls among the thorns. They are those who hear, but on their way they are choked by the cares and the riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. And as for those in the good soil, for that soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest, good heart and bear fruit with patience. I wanted you to picture Jesus. By this time, crowds from the towns around were gathering to hear him speak, preach the gospel of the kingdom. The crowds were so great on this day that we read from the Gospel of Matthew and Mark that he was pushed to the beach of the Lake of Galilee. And he went into a boat, he sat there, and he spoke this parable as the people were standing on the beach, hearing these words. A parable. What is a parable? A parable are earthly stories with a heavenly meaning. It was very common for a rabbi to speak and teach the word of God, but Jesus was using parables, old sayings, because there was a hidden meaning. Secrets of the kingdom, Jesus says, as the disciples asked why in verse 9. When the disciples asked him what this parable means, he says to you in verse 10, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. But for others, they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Disciples were given insight and knowledge into the meaning of this parable. As Jesus dispersed, he let the crowds go to their homes, but with his disciples, he told them the meaning of this parable. We're going to hear not only the parable itself, but also the meaning today. A parable of what could be called the sower. The farmer who goes and sows the seed. Or the parable of the soils. The parable of the seed that finds soil in the heart. Or the parable of the hearers. And there are four soils, there are four kinds of hearers in this parable. So let's look at them together. Verse 5, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as we know, what is the seed? It is the word of God. And when I was teaching on evangelism about the sower, that they are evangelists going out and spreading the word of God, I wanted to understand this word, this message of how the seed finds different kinds of soil. Because when they go out, they will have different kinds of responses. And Jesus wanted his disciples, and I wanted my disciples, to understand that there will be different responses. And you will be able to differentiate them according to how they, what? How they hear the word of God. What are those four? They're the ones who hear with a hardened heart. The ones who hear and have a shallow, superficial response. The ones who hear, and there are thorns crowding all around. The ones who hear, and the ones who hold. They hear and hold. So as I taught these evangelists to go out and sow the seed, they understood that they will be different kinds of hearers. And are you ready to hear this word? Because I don't want to so much talk about the sowing as you go out from here, but about you right now as you receive this seed of the word, as you hear it and receive it in your heart. So the first is what? The one who hears in verse 5, the sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some fell along the path, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. The farmer in that day was very simple farming. He would be walking through the farm with his bag full of seeds. He would take a handful of those seeds and scatter them on the farm. Now, people would cross these farms and make a path, a footpath, along the way. So as he was scattering the seed, some of them would fall on this footpath, and the birds of the air would see those seeds clearly and come and devour them. As we know, Jesus told the meaning of this parable to his disciples. Look at verse 12. The ones along the path are those who have heard, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. The ones who hear, like all of you here today, hearing this word, there's another agent involved in this place right now. As you hear, the devil and his minions want to come down and snatch that seed even as you hear it, so that it may not find a place in your heart. Now, we're not only going to blame the devil here for his work, which is active every time the word goes out, every Lord's Day, as people hear. We look at our own hearts. And what do we find? We find hardness, do we not? Do you remember how we heard this morning from the prophet Isaiah? He was sent out. He said, "Here am I, send me." He went out and he found people who were hardened. Let me read this to you. "Keep on hearing, but do not understand." He says, God says to the people, "Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull, their ears heavy, and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed." Our own hearts can be hardened by what? By sin. And that is why, brothers and sisters, the writer to the Hebrews says, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, "Let us encourage one another every day, as long as it is called today." How many days do you have this week? 6 days to encourage your fellow brothers and sisters. Why? So that they would not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Sin hardens, and sin is deceitful. So, let not your hearts be hardened to the word in your life, because it's coming to you. Hear it, receive it as it is, the word of God, to hear and to find soil in your heart. Do not harden your heart, but receive this. Let's turn to the next kind of soil. We have the shallow or superficial heart. This is the seed that is sown where there is rock or there is shallow soil. Let's look at it together in verse 6. "And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture." If that sower was going out and sowing, he would just see soil, but underneath that thin layer of soil would be not pebbles, but this word means bedrock. And so there's no soil, moisture in the soil for that plant to grow and take root. And what is the meaning here? Let's look at it together in verse 12. "The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe for a while, and time of testing fall away." If the word finds a place in your heart, and is a word that finds only shallow soil, what will happen to that seed? If there is no root, Jesus says it will fall away. I'm staying at a home right beside RPTS. It's a perfect walk to Frick Park. And there I love to run. See these trees that have been there for maybe hundreds of years. And we've just been talking about a storm that passed through Well, those trees are still standing. Why? Why are those trees still there, children? Why are trees still there, maybe hundreds of years later? If you were to look underneath, you would find roots digging deep into the soil. And you will see a strong, healthy tree above the soil. Well, if we had that camera to show any tree that has fallen down, you would see before that there may be some rotting. Or if you see a small plant where it grows and it seems to wither, you can see maybe that it has shallow soil. And what are these things Jesus says are the things that come into our lives that create that falling away? It says here in verse 13 again, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But when there's no root, they believe for a while. In time of testing, they fall away. What are those testings? Those are particularly a testing with persecution. Do you know that many people believe they have great joy initially? And you wonder, this person has received the word so eagerly. And yet you find that when persecution comes, opposition comes, testing comes, trials come, they fall away. They're gone. What happened to them? Do you know that if you are discipling a young believer, you need to teach them to expect persecution? For Paul tells Timothy that if anyone wishes to live a godly life, he will be persecuted. You can count on it. And many people fall away because they have these expectations that are not met. Now, I want to tell you about the fruit that you see in everyone's life here that has been with the Lord for many years. It's because of the root. But for those who believe for a short time, even with joy, it's because also of the root. What do you find there? If you go to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 to 6, it speaks of the one who is trusting in man, trusting in himself. He's like a shrub in the desert. Doesn't last. But the one who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord, what does that look like under the soil? It looks like the roots that go deep with trust in the Lord. This is what it looks like. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. He's like a tree planted by water that sends its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for does not cease to bear fruit. And you know those mature, godly believers who've walked with the Lord for years. This is a picture of those people. They experience the same testings, the same anxieties, their cares, the fears, and yet they continue to bear fruit. In and out of season. Why? The fruit comes from the root. So that's the second. Shallow here that I pray none of you are. You are digging your roots deep in your trust in the Lord as you hear the word of the Lord. The third here, if you look at it, verse 7, is what? The one who hears, like the seed that is sown among thorns. This is the one we'll see in verse 7. Some who fell among thorns, the thorns grew up with it and choked it. This is the one who is distracted by what? Let's look at it in verse 14. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by what? The cares, the riches, the pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. In the Gospel of Matthew, it says, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires of this world. These are things. The crowd around the plant. And they choke. They choke. We're going to turn to Luke chapter 12 and see. As Jesus speaks of this kind of person, and he says to them, take care and be on your guard, in verse 15, against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. We live in a world that has an abundance of possessions. We're the 1% in the world with all the comforts, all the securities that we need. The problem with us is that we put our trust in those things. And we desire more of those things. And we care about those things. We are anxious about those things. And those things crowd around in our lives and they choke. They choke. They choke the life out of us. What happens to this one? The fruit doesn't mature. I'm sure some of you are gardeners. I know some of you because you have a garden here. You, like everyone else, want to make sure that all the weeds are pulled out. And you know how prickly they are. You might even put on gloves. Maybe something that you do that you know you have to do, but it's hard work. And what if someone were to come out and he's the man. And he comes out with his weed whacker. He says, I'll take care of these weeds. And what does a weed whacker do? Men? You have a weed whacker, what does it do? It whacks. That's all it can do, it whack. The one who comes out with a trowel and goes for the roots and pulls it up. One who will take care of all of those weeds that will come, that would come up to choke that plant. So what is that for your own heart? Those things in your heart that are crowding around. So when the seed is sown, it has no space, it gets choked. It's repentance. Dealing with those weeds is the process of repentance. It's the hard work of identifying those sins that are hardening the heart, that are crowding around, confessing it, calling it what it is, and pulling it out. That's repentance. The putting off, the putting on of hearing, receiving, and a heart that is ready to receive that word. And this is where we're coming now. Are you ready? To the real hearing, the real kind of hearing. This is the one that is going to bear fruit. For the others have no fruit in the end, but this is the one. So here, verse 8. And some fell into good soil, and it grew and yielded 100-fold. Matthew and Mark says 30, 60, 100-fold. And as he said these things, he said, he who has ears, let him hear. So hear these words as the meaning, verse 15. As for those in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, what do they add to hearing? They add holding. Holding fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. There are three things. One here, two in Matthew, that tell us of what to add to our hearing. Just like the farmer or the gardener knows that to have good soil, you need to have these three key nutrients. Anyone know what those key nutrients are? It's called the trio. Learn about it. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. NPK, trio. What are the three things we need to add to hearing according to the Gospels here? First is hear and understand. Understand this word. When you come to God's word in your own time in it, or family worship, and you do not understand, we are asking the Holy Spirit, enlighten our minds, to shine light on this word, to understand it. To hold, sorry, to hear and understand, and then to accept. Accept this word. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, if you want to look at that with me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, as Paul speaks to the church in Thessalonica, he remembers how they received the word, how they heard the word. And he says this: "We always thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it." There's the word. You accepted it. Not as the word of men, but as it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. What do you think of this word? As you receive this word today, is it a word of man or is it a word of God? Is the word from God to you to understand it and to accept it, to welcome it, hearing and welcoming it in your heart? So that's the second thing we add. The third thing is right here in Luke chapter 8, verse 15, holding fast to it with a good heart, bearing fruit with patience. Holding fast. That means perseverance. The one thing, the two things actually that I took away from my time in South Sudan is that I need to humble myself under the mighty hand of God, because I was a proud, proud man going into it. But the second thing, I needed by His grace to persevere. Persevere again. And this is the call of every Christian, is to hear the word of the Lord, to hold fast to it with patience and perseverance. Now it says here something, I don't know if you noticed, but it said, with an honor. You tell me, do you have an honest and good heart? If the ones who have good soil are the ones who hear and receive this word, understanding, accepting it, and holding fast to it with an honest and good heart, are you qualified for that? There's no one good except God, Jesus said, and He Himself. The God-man. And so let me tell you, there's this one man, Jesus Christ, that we went to preach in Jesus Christ, in South Sudan. And I wanted the people to understand not only how they would preach Him as a sower, as a farmer of this word, but for them to receive it. And so many people, we don't know the number of people who receive this word unto salvation, eternal life. But let me say that there is one analogy that I would use with them to understand that not just to believe and be saved, but to believe and to bear fruit for harvest. Because there's a principle in the harvest. And that is that to the measure that you believe and hold fast is the measure that you will yield a fruit and yield a harvest in your life. So I would tell them about what they knew very well, and that is farming for profit. And some of the businessmen there in the market, they would sit in there, and they had the capital, but they wouldn't want to go and farm, so they would hire someone to come in and try to find someone who was trustworthy. But let me ask you, if someone came to that businessman and was given money to buy all the tools and the seed and plant that seed and come back and say, I've got nothing in return, or I just have what you gave to me, do you think that businessman would entrust more to that person again? Well, listen to these words of Jesus. Luke chapter 8, verse 18. Take care then how you hear, For to the one who has, more will be given, And from the one who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away. So right now, you have heard the word of Jesus. And you are a steward of what you have heard. If you have received it into your heart, he will give you more. You would have found faithful to receive more. But if you do not receive this word and you've rejected it, then he will take even that away from you. That is a strong word. As you hear this word. But let me ask you this, because this is the way in which you can hear and be saved and bear fruit, even 100-fold, is if you not only repent of your sin, all that is crowding around in your life, digging those sins out, at the root, but also believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. When you do, you will be united with him. This holy seed, this good man, you will be united with him by faith. And you will abide in him. And you will bear fruit. Why? Because this man, Jesus Christ, was a grain of wheat that fell to the ground and died. On the third day, he rose. Hallelujah. He rose again. He ascended on high to sit at the right hand of his Father. And from there, he poured out his Holy Spirit. And with his Spirit, he still continues to give us his word. His word. Even to you in your hearing today. This word that you would receive, having understood it, believed it, and trusting in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this word that has come to us. We have heard it, and we believe it. And help us to receive it as we ought. Not the word of man, but the word of God. The living and abiding word. Let it live and abide in our hearts today and forever. And each and every day that we hear this word in this place, we would receive it as it ought to be received. Your word, Lord Jesus, to your people, to make them fruitful in you. So I ask this for the blessing of this church, the congregation of your people in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.